Wisconsin's paper industry has faced many challenges as mills close and people switch to digital. But there is one sector of the paper industry that's growing, and that's specialty paper. WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar attended the opening day of the National Specialty Papers Conference taking place in downtown Milwaukee. She has the full report.
Over 100 different companies and manufacturers gathered to discuss a growing sector in their industry, specialty paper.
Well, specialty papers goes across a broad gamut of different things. I mean, think about the ways that paper touches your life. Say you have your morning cup of tea. In that tea bag, what actually holds the tea? Well, that's paper. Think about the way candies are wrapped. That's paper. Think about masking tape. Masking tape is just saturated paper.
That's Steve Atone, technical service manager at OMI, a chemical industry company headquartered in Switzerland. And he says specialty papers is different than what we traditionally think of paper, like your 8x11 computer paper. Specialty paper is designed for a specific purpose and goes into multiple different industries like automotive and even aerospace. And for an industry that's seeking to reinvent itself, specialty paper holds a lot of potential, especially for a state like Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is really, really strong in specialty papers. And there's literally thousands of different grades of specialty papers that are manufactured in Wisconsin.
Paul Fowler is the executive director of the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology at UW Stevens Point. And he says that there's something that makes the paper business particularly unique in southeastern Wisconsin. And that something is converters.
Converters are those small and medium-sized companies that take the outputs of the mills and convert them into useful products. So there's a really significant presence of converters in southeast Wisconsin.
It is precisely those converters that make specialty paper. And Fowler says he's optimistic for the industry, despite the dismal state of affairs for paper over the past decade. Turns out, the direct output in Milwaukee County alone last year was around $760 million and employed over 1,500 people.
We see that there's a number of sort of global megatrends occurring that give us some sense of optimism. That revolves around things like food packaging, it revolves around e-commerce, and it revolves around the sort of anti-plastic sentiment, which has come to take over a lot of press and headlines recently.
Which brings us back to the Specialty Paper Conference in Milwaukee this week. The theme of the conference is the sustainable future of specialty papers. Atone, who is on the board of the conference, says that sustainability is key.
What we're trying to do is just offer the facts and really talk about how we might change the way the paper industry looks as we move to the future. Because there's a great future for paper. There's no question.
The Specialty Papers Conference will be wrapping up tomorrow. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.